A group representing retailers say thousands of jobs will be lost if they aren't supported when they eventually reopen, and they want an early return of click and collect. That's where you can order a product online and pick it up later from a shop. Available during the restrictions before Christmas, but not since then, as the government tried to reduce movement and travel as much as possible. Duncan Graham is Managing Director of Retail Excellence Ireland, who offers support for around 2,000 retail companies. Duncan Graham, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Gavin.
The government plan, as announced last week, is to consider opening up more shops next month. What's your understanding on when click and collect will be considered?
So our understanding as of now is that click and collect may be the first part of that in May. But even if you look at the government website at the moment, it still states that this is under consideration and subject to prevailing the prevailing health situation. Now, click and collect, as you said, is something that was a lifeline for a lot of small independent retailers during that November period, if you remember, on the run-up to Christmas. And to take that away was really a real kick as far as those small independent retailers were concerned. And they haven't really been able to trade properly now for, you know, some 7 months out of the last 12 months. And it's getting really, really difficult. So we were looking for the reintroduction of click and collect as the first part of a roadmap to reopening. We were looking for it in March, and you know, now we're waiting until early May before we're going to see any movement on that at all.
Yes, the statement that we have from the Department of Enterprise says the country is currently at level 5 restrictions and only essential retail outlets are permitted to open. This is to stop people congregating and browsing in order to limit the spread of the virus. And later they say the department has also been engaging with retailers to ensure that COVID-19 guidelines are followed. Do you have any understanding that click and collect could or would return before shops are reopened?
Well, look, click and collect was never really part of level 5 in the first instance. Click and collect was only introduced back in second week in January, I think it was, when case numbers were at their highest and when we were talking around 2,000 and 3,000 cases a day. So, you know, we've been calling on this as the first part of a phased reopening. We think it should be opened now, you know, followed by something like the opening of outdoor retailing, things like garden centres and so on. And then followed by things like appointment-only shopping. You know, what was very clear during the course of the run-up to Christmas last year was there weren't that many cases that were being directly attributable back to retail. You know, retailers had, from the very start of this pandemic, taken their responsibility seriously. And, you know, it's very unlikely you're going to walk into a shop these days without seeing everybody with a face mask on, without seeing Perspex screens and all the normal COVID protocols in place. So, you know, it is relatively safe. Nothing can be 100% safe, of course, at the moment. But, you know, we've done absolutely everything we can to make premises safe. And we do think now is the time to loosen some of these restrictions.
What supports are you looking for ahead of reopening?
So I think some of the biggest supports that we need, you know, is supports with things like some of the costs that retailers are now facing. So particularly things like rent. You know, there was a lot of examples back in the summer of last year where landlords were demanding rent payments for periods of time that retailers were shut. So certainly we need to see some form of arbitration service set up by the government to enable landlords and retailers to get round the table and to come up with some short term, you know, 6 months to a year deal where we can get through this. There's no point in a landlord throwing out a tenant and then being left with a vacant premises for the next 6 or 8 months. So we're looking for something like that. We're looking for support from suppliers and from banks. You know, there's a lot of retailers out there in the clothing area in particular, both ladies' wear and men's wear, you know, that have now got aged stock. You know, they bought stock in for the spring-summer period, which they'll have bought 6 months in advance. And that stock probably won't see the light of day or will only be sold online. And that's another part of the supports we need. We need more retailers given support to move their businesses online at this stage.
Duncan Graham from Managing Director of Retail Excellence Ireland, thank you for talking to us today.